There is no such plan, of course, and it's completely absurd. And who even watches these shows? Like, there's a lot of these shows that are either religiously oriented financial advice or religiously oriented medical advice or just quackery. And they seem to get donations. I don't know who is watching and who would be watching in a serious way. Like, we monitor these shows in a sort of satirical sense, and like the horror of it. But somebody must be contributing to this stuff. And also, if they get Michael Flynn on, maybe we can get Michael Flynn on, right? I mean, these shows don't seem to have much of an audience. Maybe Michael Flynn would be willing to appear with me. I would be glad to speak to him. I think that would be absolutely great. We have a voicemail number that you can call any time of day. That number is 219-2-DAVID-P. Here's a caller wondering about whether I'll be dipping my toes further into financial YouTube. Take a listen to this.
I noticed.
Whoop, hold on a second. Let's play it from the beginning, please.
Having Meet Kevin on your show. Hey, David, huge fan of the show. I noticed that you've been having Meet Kevin on your show a couple times recently.
Yeah.
And I've actually gotten some of my financial friends to get into your show because of Meet Kevin being on your show. So I was wondering if you were going to possibly have like Graham Stephan or anyone else in the quote unquote financial YouTube community. Thank you.
I would be glad to interview Graham Stephan. I think he's doing interesting stuff on YouTube, as many of you know. My formal training is really in finance. And, you know, my master's degree, my MBA, my concentration was financial planning. It's an area of personal interest. I always hesitate to give advice, and I try to make clear whenever we talk about personal finance, I'm not giving advice on the show. But if there were to be, like, imagine that there was no more political David Pakman show, or that I started a second project, it would almost certainly be in the finance space. So yeah, I would be very interested in speaking with Graham Stephan or being on with him and talking about the sort of overlap between personal finance and politics. And there really is a lot there. Not sure if people in my audience would be interested, but maybe there's a new audience to be found there. All right. On today's bonus show, Mitch McConnell and the Republican Party are saying we can't play games. We can't play games with the country's economic situation or finances or the debt ceiling or whatever. Meanwhile, they are playing games with the debt ceiling. So we're going to talk about that incredible hypocrisy. Even though we're talking mostly about Beto O'Rourke running against Greg Abbott in Texas, Matthew McConaughey, according to polling, might be a viable candidate. The actor Matthew McConaughey. We will talk about, is Beto the right choice? And then we will also talk about McDonald's phasing out those plastic toys from Happy Meals because they want to be more green. When was the last time I was at McDonald's? I will reveal it on today's bonus show. Sign up at joinpacman.com and get instant access to the members.
Coping 19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
Do you feel like your emotions are all over the place? That's normal during this abnormal time. There are a number of ways to cope. Maintain a healthy routine, get enough sleep, eat nutritious food, and exercise at least 30 minutes each day. Schedule some time to talk with a friend or family member. And remember, you can always take a few deep breaths to feel more centered.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
I'll give you one of those coping tips. I'm not even sure if it's at that website. Listen to music. Listen to music you enjoy. Listen to music you've never heard before, and maybe you will enjoy it. Listen to your favorite radio show on your favorite radio station. I'm hoping one of those answers is WRCT. I'm hoping the other answer might be the Viva La Mock show, might be. But if it's not, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. I'm the only one in my own household that listens to it, so go figure. Hey, it's just past the top of the hour. I'm the Mockster. My name is Paul. It's a show called Viva La Mock here on WRCT Pittsburgh. I have a music and a radio calendar to get to. I do. I have a mock to tell you about. I haven't even told you about what the mock is, and that's in less than an hour now. We're halfway through the show. I'm not sure which half. Hopefully it's the first half. Makes it easier. But I do want to remind you that Zeke's Coffee, they do join you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Now, Zeke's Coffee is a small batch roaster, cafe, and bakery. And one of the great things about living in Pittsburgh is they're located right here in our backyard. In fact, they're located in my backyard. I can see them from my window. when I look out at night, they're in the middle of East Liberty, right in the middle of Penn Circle. I also might live in a very high rise that can basically see the entire city. So I see everybody. I'm seeing what you're doing right now. Oh, wait, let's get back to Zeke's right now. So anyway, it's 6015 Penn Avenue. They also specialize in fair trade coffee, espresso, and baked goods. For more information, their website is Zeke's Coffee, PGH.com. Never tell you the story. I was in I'll call it upstate Wisconsin. I don't think that's actually what anyone in Wisconsin calls it. I was in the northern Wisconsin. I was whatever, wherever. Little tiny village, and it was actually a village. Had one little, and it wasn't really even a coffee house, but they did serve coffee. And he had the only sticker in the entire place said "Fueled by Zeke's." Yeah, that's my story. I don't tell very good stories. I just tell stories, and unfortunately, you didn't turn your radio off, so you had to hear that story. Let's get to a WRCT music and radio calendar and back to more music so that I, the Mox, can just stop the whole rambling thing. Keep in mind, you can go on the web. I went on the web. I browsed all over the interwebs just to find some events to tell you about because another coping mechanism or coping technique. Keep your brain stimulated with some great cultural events. For example, the Pittsburgh Cultural Trust is presenting Harris Theater at Home. It's where you can actually stream various films at home and have your own little Harris Theater. Just use your own name because Harris has already been taken. Unless, of course, your last name is Harris, then you can have your home Harris Theater. But, you know, have your Smith Theater courtesy of Harris at Home. For example, like right now, through April 25th, you can stream 2021 Oscar-nominated short films. You could also stream this film called Mary Lou Williams, The Lady Who Swings the Band, which is a great story about jazz's, one of jazz's greatest innovators, both as a pianist and as a composer. That's available through the 30th of April. And also through the 30th is a film called Jazz on a Summer's Day, which was filmed back in 1958 at the Newport Jazz Festival and features such great legends as like Louis Armstrong, Thelonious Monk, Dinah Washington, so much more. More information about all these and other events through the Cultural Trust can be found at trustarts.org. And if you want to get out and about and just walk around, here's what I'm suggesting. Phipps Conservatory. Yeah, on May 1st, they're going to start their summer flower show, which is called The Hidden Life of Trolls. So that starts on May 1st, and features like one of a kind displays of trolls, you know, inspired by the mythological creatures that are found out in folklore, pop culture, and under some of the bridges. That's where trolls live. So be careful. We have a lot of them. Anyway, this I'll call it event, this show, it's immersive, it's interactive, and it's unlike anything Phipps has ever displayed before. More information can be found at phipps.conservatory.org. And then starting on April 22nd through May 2nd, it's the 28th annual J-Film Festival. Now, this year's festival promises to build on the virtual success of last year's reimagined J-Film Festival with a stellar lineup of 18 fantastic feature films. Now, of course, the people at the J-Film Festival wish that everyone could experience the region's largest Jewish cultural event in person. But you're still going to be able to watch filmmaker Q&As. You can vote for your favorite films, and you can actually participate in post-screening discussions with fellow festival goers because they have a virtual film schmooze available. Of course, the goal of the J-Film is to present international Jewish-themed films that deepen audiences' understanding of Jewish culture, tolerance, and our common humanity. For more information, filmpittsburgh.org. Also, Earth Day is coming up. It is coming up within the week. So the National Aviary is actually going to have a celebration after Earth Day, but it's going to be on Saturday the 24th. And it's for all the kids. It really is. It's from 10 a.m. till 3 p.m. Now, you can connect with nature at the aviary with their expansive habitats and learn how you can be a good steward to our planet. Watch a fun story time with a special bird visitor and participate in a green-themed scavenger hunt. Now, the way they're doing this is with timed ticketing. Of course, being the aviary and just being a good public servant themselves, there is physical distancing, there's hand sanitizing stations, and masks are required throughout the aviary. Aviary. I think I forgot the why when I said that. Anyway, more information, 412-323-7235 or aviary.org. And if you're looking for some sort of crazy-looking T-shirt printed in Aetna or maybe a portable fishing kit that was hand-lathed in Homewood or some innovative pottery that was fired up in the South Hills or some glass jewelry hand-blown in Braddock, well, guess what? You're in luck because the Handmade Arcade is coming back. They've handpicked over 60 of Allegheny County's top makers and crafters and brought them together under one digital roof for their spring edition of the Handmade Arcade. It's happening Friday, April 30th through Sunday, May 2nd. For more information, you can find the Handmade Arcade on Instagram or Facebook, or just email them, info@handmadearcade.org. And while we're not going to be running the Pittsburgh Marathon this year again, yes, it has been canceled. However, don't fret. You can actually run this marathon virtually. Find out more at thepittsburghmarathon.com. That's my WRCT radio calendar. If you'd like to include an event on this calendar, send it to us at least, I say, a week in advance. Give me a month, because we got to wake someone up to update this calendar. radio-calendar@wrct.org is the website for that. Let's turn our attention to the WRCT music calendar. Again, I have gone out and done some Google searches, and I've gone to some of my favorite promoter websites and some of my favorite venue websites and just some websites in general to find events that look like might be live shows happening. I'm not going to guarantee they're all happening because some people don't know how to update their websites, but here's what I can tell you is that SOS Pittsburgh, that is Save Our Stages Pittsburgh, is doing a concert series each and every Thursday. Now, these are all virtual, so these are happening, and you have to go to, you would have thought I've written this down, SOS2020pgh.org/concerts to find out about these. Like, for example, this coming Thursday, it's Jazz Night. On the 29th, it's a Metal Night. So they've got shows coming up. Again, that's SOS2020pgh.org/concerts. Other shows just to be aware of that I have on my calendar. Looks like the Craft House down in the South Hills has a couple shows on the schedule. Tuesday, April 27th, Sick of It All and Agnostic Front. They also have, on June 17th, they have Sponge listed. So that's a couple things. I've got a May 28th date for Parquet Court at Mr. Small's. Steve Earle and the Dukes on June 5th at Jurgles. And the Vinosky Winery, which is down in Rostraver. Now, it's a big open space, so this might be why it works, because it's a big outdoor amphitheater, natural amphitheater they have down there. They've got Jorma Kaukonen scheduled for Tuesday, May 4th. So these are all shows I'm aware of that I would just want to tell you about. If you know of a show that's happening in any capacity, could be live streamed, it could be live in person, you want us to tell people about it, send us the details in an email to music-calendar@wrct.org. Traditionally, you can hear the music calendar each and every day and the radio calendar at 1 p.m., 7 p.m., Tuesdays at 5 p.m., and again, how you did just now at 11 p.m. Let's get back into more music with something inspired by the fact that Jorma's coming to town. How about a song that he wrote during his days with Jefferson Airplane? Embryonic Journey. This time performed by Chris Brokaw. Got a midnight mock coming up, unless it's a Tuesday afternoon. Then you got a 5 o'clock mock coming up. Midnight Oil going underneath the mock light in this program. Until then, Chris Brokaw.
slicing up and he's waiting. What's on your eyes? I see them talking. What's on your mind? I hear you thinking. To know me now, coming closer, waiting, waiting for you. I can tell you what you're thinking. Take a look at your face and it's shining. I pull my gun, I'm hesitating. I pull my gun, I'm gonna shoot you down. I'm gonna shoot you down. I'm gonna shoot you down. I'm gonna shoot you down.
just going to tell you that poets study. Don't believe it. They don't study anything. They might study the intricacies of verse structure, rhyme control, head fuck, couplets. In general, all you need to make a good poem is an app set up to sweet chain.
From their Worldview Blue album. That is the Blue Aeroplanes doing their version of the Velvet Underground's Sweet Jane. Now that was one of those sets of music where you are saying to yourself right now, Moxter, I don't smoke, but for some reason I feel I need a cigarette. What was in that set? Well, before the Blue Aeroplanes, how about a group that calls themselves Sid and Susie? Actually, it's Matthew Sweet and Susanna Hoffs of the Bangles fame. They got together and put out a few albums of a bunch of cover songs. So, you know, that's on the Moxter's list. Two artists he really likes, and then they're doing a bunch of covers. That was them doing Yes's I've Seen All Good People. Then I played the band Birdland. It was a B-side because it was an acoustic version of their song Shoot You Down, and I don't know if they put out more than just the one album that I own, but that first album's great, and it's a big punch-in-the-face rock and roll album, but they show their softer side with some B-sides doing some acoustic versions, so that was, as I mentioned, Shoot You Down. And then I start off the entire set with Chris Brokaw doing Jefferson Airplane's Embryonic Journey, as only I feel he could do. And his version, which is fantastic. Yorma in town on May 4th at the Vinosky Winery, according to my sources. So I figured I would play that for you. We've got about a half hour before we get to the Midnight Oil mock. Yeah, tonight's mocking, today's mocking, this program's mocking is Midnight Oil. Peter Garrett, lead singer of Midnight Oil, celebrating a birthday today. So I figured why not find enough songs to celebrate him and his birthday with a mock. Before we move into more music, I want to remind you that the American Red Cross wants you and your family to be prepared for any emergency. You can download any of their free mobile apps to have critical information on what to do in an emergency right there in the palm of your hand. The apps include things like first aid, hurricane, earthquake, tornado, wildfire, emergencies, stuff like that. You can find them by searching Red Cross wherever you get your apps. This message brought to you by the American Red Cross and your good friends here at WRCT. Now, if you were listening to Quartz in Session last night, you may have heard him do the WRCT debut of the new Mick Jagger Dave Grohl song. And I mentioned earlier in my program when I played some Foo Fighters, I said I might actually play some more Dave Grohl later on in my program. because I found out about this new song that they put together that Dave Grohl and Mick Jagger have done together. And I was like, hey, I know who's a big Stones fan. The Rockin' Attorney dude is. So I let him know about it. And he's like, hey, Moxter, I'm going to debut that on WRCT because my show not only plays once, it plays twice before your show. So not only am I going to debut it before you, I'm going to rub it in your face, and I'm going to play it a second time Friday afternoon during my encore show. So what do you think of that? I say go for it. Oh, wait, he already did it. Brand new music from Mick Jagger and Dave Grohl. It's a one-off single called Easy Sleazy, talking about the pandemic.
We'll be right back. You spoon water like love, and I will take it if you can take it. You spoon water like love, and I will take it if you can take it. This is how we know, this is how we go, this is how we know. This is how we know, this is how we go, this is how we know. You spoon water like love, and I will take it if you can't take it. You spoon water like love, and I will take it if you can't take it. This is how we know, this is how we go, this is how we know. This is how we know, this is how we go. And I don't know what to say, but you're so far from me, I can barely make you. I count two, three, breathe, two, three. You spoon water like love, and I will take it if you can take it. Circle inverse, and I will take it if you can't take it. This is how we know, this is how we go, this is how we know. This is how we know, this is how we go, this is how we know. You spoon water like love, and I will take it if you can't take it. You spin circle inverse, and I will take it if you can't take it. And this is how we go, soft and slowly. Don't you know me? Now I count two. I count for you. Given a thought, I would have you again. I count two, three. Breathe, 2, 3. You walk alone. You talk in code. It's a light I can't decipher. But I shut it somehow enough. Under trick lighting, under trick eyelids. Given the thought. This is how we know, this is how we go, this is how we know. This is how we know, this is how we know.
From their second album, Effing A, from 2004, that's Portland, Oregon's own Thermals here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Want to hear a fun fact, a fun Mockster fact that related to the Thermals? I discovered that band here on WRCT because that album was brand new, and they're like, Mockster, you got to play new stuff. So I would play that, and I'm like, wow, this is really good. Fast forward, they come into town, I go see them. Saw them at a little venue called The Quiet Storm. It was a coffee house. It was on the corner of Graham and Penn. It's now a tapas place thanks to the evolution of the neighborhood. But saw many, many great shows there, and that was just one of them. Hey, before the Thermals, the makeup from 1999 and Born on the Floor, the makeup was made up of former members of Nation of Ulysses, who were around from 88 to around 92. Pittsburgh's own Mount McKinley's in there. Yeah, Pittsburgh's own Mount McKinley's from 1995, and their song Bring You Down. And start off the entire set with some brand new music from Mick Jagger and Dave Grohl. It's a new single that Mick has put out in the COVID times. Easy Sleazy, making its third appearance. Yeah. Making the bronze here on WRCT since Eric Jackson Lurie played appearance number one and appearance number two. Hey, you know what? During these uncertain and unprecedented times, people needing organ transplants need your help more than ever. Did you know that 22 Americans die each day waiting for organ transplants? And most of them are for kidneys. Now, the good news is that MatchingDonors.com is helping to change that, linking organ donors with people in need of kidneys and other transplants. Now, you don't have to donate a kidney to save a life. You can donate your boat, your car, maybe you have some real estate, and you get a great tax deduction while helping to save lives. Visit MatchingDonors.com or call 1-800-385-0422. This message brought to you by MatchingDonors.com and your good friends here at the Viva La Mac radio program. Hey, do you know who Felix Pappalardi is? He was the bass player of Mountain. He passed away this weekend, 28 years ago.
Mississippi Queen. You know she was a dancer. She is going to affect you? Do you think I might wreck you? What if I reject you? Say you took it too far. Everybody wants to be, wants to be, wants to be, wants to be. Hooked on glossy pictures and drugs I've never seen. We'll treat you with advice from a fashion magazine. One day she just walked into that magazine. I wonder if she'll ever come back. They all search you a crack. Said her mind was one track. Said it took it too far. Everybody wants to be, wants to be, wants to be, wants to be.
title track from Buffalo Tom's second album. That was Bird Brain here on the Viva Lamont radio program. Before that, how about some Hold Steady doing a Soul Asylum cover? I mentioned earlier that Dave Perner celebrating a birthday today. That was Closer to the Stars. Also played some Buck Pets in there, a band from Dallas, Texas, with their song Pearl. Start off the entire set with God's Acres doing a cover of Mountains, Mississippi Queen, because I mentioned going into it that Felix Pepelardi, the bass player, co-singer, co-writer, the whole nine yards of Mountain, he passed away 38 years ago tomorrow. Now, here's what you don't think about or realize potentially is he didn't just pass away. He was killed. Yes, unfortunately, he was murdered by his wife, Gail. And that's unfortunate. Like, Felix had a great production career. He produced a bunch of albums by Cream. He co-wrote Strange Brew. He produced the second Dead Boys album. So, you know, man, his life was cut short too early. But, hey, we're coming up on a mock. We're coming up at the top of the hour. My name is Paul. It's a show called Viva La Mock, and I appreciate you listening. We have a Midnight Oil mock coming to you in just a matter of seconds.
Walk on, stroll on. Walk on, stroll on. Walk on, stroll on. Walk on, stroll on.
There, a nice way to start things off with Prefab Sprout. Walk on, and it is Zamboni Brain, what you're listening to. The Human Experience part, 4,000. This is the third part of all songs about walking. So we have 3 hours of just going all over the genres, all songs about walking, part of the human experience. We're doing 3 hours of walking and then 3 hours of running and then more 3 hours and more 3 hours. So it's actually... 9 hours of walking, 9 hours of running is what it's going to entail. You can download all of this junk at Zomboco, Zomboco.com. And some other good things is that probably be back in the studio. I'm shooting for like spring semester, just one more semester. One more semester of doing these in the bunker shows, in the underground bunker. And then back in the studio live, that's probably going to be spring semester. It's right around the corner. It's kind of a long street, but it's around the corner. All right, so it's all songs about walking today. You're listening to WRCT, Zombo in Your Brain. You can also hear rebroadcasts on WBCQ The Planet, WBCQ The Planet Shortwave Radio, WBCQ.com and net. And, of course, RadioCrown.com, I think, still throws some Zombo stuff on every now and then. All right, let's get into some more later era King Crimson. I can't even think it's later era. I mean, my God, this is, I think, still from the 90s. King Crimson from their album Thrack, and it's Walking on Air. You're listening to this station here with this guy here and this music here.
And the sheltering sky.